Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Apple expanding its lineup of iPhones and improving the performance, too. We get that story live and local from News Radio 950's Jeff Gilbert. Jeff?
Well, it's actually several new iPhones, Jason, from the first fit-in-your-palm iPhone mini to something bigger, in fact, a lot bigger.
This is iPhone 12 Pro.
Now, the iPhone Pro, as you would expect, just like before, it has the best camera, fastest processor, and it has one model with larger screens, even larger than before. Apple has also improved the cameras on all of its phones and made the phones more durable. The look is a little less rounded, kind of straight sides like some earlier iPhones, still a lot of glass. Apple CEO Tim Cook says this is more than just a few tweaks.
The next generation is here. Today is the beginning of a new era for iPhone.
And the iPhone 12 also works on the new 5G networks with faster speeds. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Yeah, Jeff, hold up here, because speaking of 5G, we've heard a lot about that. What does that really mean for people who buy these new phones?
Yeah, not much at first, Jason, as 5G networks are limited, and 4G really is good enough for most uses. But over the long term, it's going to mean less congestion when you're in big crowds. And maybe when you're at a stadium, it may be fast enough that you can have your own instant replays at sports events and more reliable connections for people who use their phones for work-related purposes. In fact, imagine a doctor who needs to quickly see an important scan. They showed that and showed how fast that downloads. But again, don't expect changes overnight if you buy this new iPhone.
All right, WWJ's Jeff Gilbert reporting there. Thanks, Jeff. We're learning brand new information today about an alleged plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as some of the men charged in the case appear in federal court in Grand Rapids.
Over the course of 4 hours of direct and cross-examination testimony, FBI agent Richard Trask outlined the alleged planning and training the group went through with the intent, prosecutors say, of kidnapping Governor Gretchen Whitmer from her northern Michigan vacation home. Their preparations included surveilling the governor's residence in late August, along with the purchase of explosives. And although it has been publicized, the group wanted to take the governor to Wisconsin to be tried in a mock trial. One of the defendants allegedly told agents they thought of leaving her out on a boat on Lake Michigan. Unrelated, Agent Trask also testified that those involved also talked earlier of possibly targeting Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam as well. John Hewitt, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The state health department announcing more than 12,000 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Michigan today. There are also 30 new deaths, though 10 of those were identified during a records review. The number of confirmed COVID patients admitted to Michigan Hospital now stands at 767. The number of confirmed COVID patients admitted to Michigan Hospital, as I said, 767, and more than half of those in outside communities. The percent positive is now up over 4%.
Meantime, COVID exposure in Oakland County. The Southfield Library is closed temporarily because of it. City Librarian David Ewick says the employee who caught the disease is the fourth known case associated with the library this year.
We had a gentleman who had been one of our safety officers passed away. He had retired last year, but he caught the disease and passed away. Then we had a part-time children's librarian who was a retired teacher, wonderful lady. She caught the disease early in the summer, and she also passed away.
He says another employee had a mild illness and recovered. A deep cleaning is now underway, and exposed staff are quarantining. If you have any library materials, you're asked to keep them until the facility is reopened. No fines are going to be assessed, nor will anything be due after the library reopens.
A Shelby Township teen is a college freshman and part-time tennis coach, but he'd like to add a new title to his name, school board member.
Shane Sellers graduated from Lance Cruz High School last June. He gave up a place, he says, at Central Michigan to stay home and go to Macomb Community College so he can run for the Lance Cruz School Board. Sellers doesn't have the experience of the others running on the ticket, but says he does have the experience of just getting out of high school, which ended with virtual learning that did not go well.
As a matter of fact, several board members at the last meeting admitted that they hadn't even looked at the online platform before even purchasing it.
Some of the issues, he says.
Just how long these assignments take and how they're not even practical for the grade that the students are in.
Sellers says he also has a problem with the money from the last millage being spent on sports. He admits his campaign is an uphill battle, but says he's funding it all himself. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
Many people use electric scooters in big cities, like the city of Detroit. But a new study is finding e-scooters are sending a lot of people to the hospital.
About 28% of e-scooter injuries involve the head and neck. Things like concussions, lacerations, and fractures, according to a new study that reviewed emergency room visits around the country over the past 3 years. Dr. Kathleen Yaremchuk is a head and neck expert at Henry Ford Hospital and the study author. She says e-scooter injuries among middle-aged and older adults are on the rise.
For 18 to 44, 40,000 injuries. And then what has seen probably the biggest increase is actually 45 to 64, because that group has gone up to about 18,000 injuries.
Experts say most riders don't wear helmets. The motorized vehicles can reach speeds of up to 35 miles per hour. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.